turned around and went to the AutoZone, had a little bit of time there so we wouldn't be late, and Gabriel was there. And he's the mechanic. And I said, buddy, I said, I may need you to look at this van because we're getting ready to travel. And he said, you got my number. So he was there. We topped it off. It looked like no problems, but I guess I didn't put the cap on tight enough. So a day later or so, says the road captain. Said it's smoke coming out from under the hood. I said, oh no. She said, well, the cap's off. I said, is it lost? She said, no, it's laying right beside it. A lot of pressure there. Thank the Lord she got home safe. It looks like the vehicle's doing good. I said, nothing's happening to it. But you never know. You always want to have some preventive maintenance. So we're getting to look at that before we hit the road. We're excited about Brother Nathaniel's wedding. Just in a short while. Looking forward to Pastor getting back. Praying for each one. Praying about that storm. Don't know anybody in the path of that storm. We know a lot of folks from North Carolina, some churches there, and then, you know, Sister Platt, they always worried about us coming to Florida because of the hurricanes. I mean, it's a big deal. You know, we had our hurricane, and I don't want any more. But now they're the ones that have to worry about it, you know. Caleb said we ought to call Granny and just worry her to death every day of the week like she did us. I mean, she called on the hour. Folks I hadn't heard from for quite a long time. Called and checking on us. Are you anywhere near that hurricane? I said, we're right in the path. I said, the eye is going to pass over. Aren't you worried? No, God's got this.
Amen. You know,
but praise God. So now they're the one. But pray for them. That sounds like it's bad. Florence sounds like it's going to be tough. And there, we know some folks. We know some churches there. So definitely pray. South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Hopefully it doesn't hook and make its way south. Get out of there. We're thankful for what the Lord's doing. And I appreciate the services that we had Sunday. And I was looking at this while Pastor was preaching. And he was preaching there about Elijah being in that cave. And something really caught my attention there in chapter 19, about the 11th verse. It said, the Lord passed by. Praise God. That's all it takes. It's for the Lord to pass by. I'm praying tonight that He'll pass by and help us. Praise God. I've been a little under the weather. I didn't take nothing since this morning. But I woke up and my head felt like it weighed 100 pounds. And I stayed home for the most part. And it was a good time to just study and pray and rest. And we thank the Lord for it. But it said the Lord passed by. And it encouraged that prophet. And God spoke to him in that still small voice. I'm praying that he'll come by and meet with us tonight. You know, the Lord showed up on the road with those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And he got to talking to them. And something got to burning inside of them. And they got to their destination, Brother Philip. And it looked as though that he would pass on by. But the Bible said they constrained him to come inside. Praise God. I feel the Lord in his house tonight. Pray the Lord will help us as we turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 tonight. Just a brief thought tonight. I believe he'll help us with it. We marked yesterday, marked the 17th anniversary of 9/11. Right? There was a lot of talk about it. Folks traveling. There was some events, some memorials, a lot of controversy even. Isn't it bad that we as a nation can't even celebrate a day of tragedy and a day of remembrance and have to fight about it. Have to be offended at something that the president did, right? We can't even have a moment of silence anymore. It looks like that's the way America's going to be. I can't wait till Jesus comes, can you? He's going to reign. It's going to be peace, sweet peace. And he's the Prince of Peace tonight. But my thought is, and the key word to Leviticus, and we're going to get into the preaching here, is remember. And I want to focus on that thought tonight. I had a couple other messages, a couple other thoughts, but I kept thinking about that when I'd hear the news or when I'd look at an article yesterday, they would put the hashtag and it said, never forget. Never forget. Praise God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, tonight. Let me get to where I'm going here. Deuteronomy chapter 4. We'll start in verse 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. And ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear of these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who had God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous is all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed, verse 9 will be our primary text tonight. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather the people together, and I'll make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all that they shall live, that fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word tonight. Heavenly Father, stretch forth your hands and help. Pray for the preacher tonight. Heavenly Father, we're so glad for this service. Lord, we're so thankful for the word that will be our guide and our teacher. Lord, we pray for that anointing that you would help us, Lord, to say what you would have us to say tonight. Lord, that our thoughts would be your thoughts, our words would be your words, Lord, that it would not return void, but it would set forth and return that which you would have it to do tonight. Let it sink down in our ears, but not only our ears tonight, but let it be settled in our hearts, lest we forget, God. May we always remember your goodness, your mercy, and your love. We praise you for it. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. That is, look at our scripture text. Only take heed to thyself to keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life, and teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. This is the book of Deuteronomy here. The author Moses is commonly accepted. Praise God, it's derived from the Greek words
Deuteros meaning second and nomos meaning law. It is the book of the second law. And what has happened here is the former generation of Israel had died in the wilderness. And hence it was important that the law should be repeated and expounded to the new generation before they entered into the promised land. Moses is getting ready to fade off the scene. Amen. Joshua has been chosen to be their leader, to take them into the promised land. Amen. This book provides a series of discourses and exhortations or sermons given by Moses on the plains of Moab before the crossing of Jordan. And the theme of the message or the theme of the book would be that the rehearsal of the laws be proclaimed at Sinai with a call to obedience. That is important. Amen. That we obey God. Amen. But interspersed with that Sinai, with a review and experiences of the old generation. So he had to make them remember what happened to their fathers and what happened in the past. And the thought, amen, is the divine requirement of obedience. Praise God. To obey tonight is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And we know that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Amen. So the amen. God is dealing with Israel about their past. He rehearses their past. And we must remember. Yesterday was a day of remembrance. And the motto is never forget. Praise God. And somebody said, if we forget our past, or if we fail to remember our past, we are condemned to repeat it. Praise God. And so we must learn from our past. Amen. We must learn from the mistakes. Amen. These things were written for our example. Praise God. Amen. We have the record tonight. Amen. Of all of these people in the Bible. Amen. Of those that failed God. Of those that tested God. Amen. Of those that did not make it. Praise God. Because of their disobedience. Amen. Because of their rebellion. And because of their lack of faith. Amen. He pronounces the blessings on obedience and curses disobedience. Death and life are set before the people. He said that you may live. As long as you live upon the earth, if you do what I command you, if you do the words that I say, if you follow my statutes, if you follow my judgments, things will go well. Praise God. But if you sin against me, or if you rebel against my word, or if you forget, amen, I'm reminded that he said, I'm going to take you into a land that you did not possess. He said, you're going to dwell in houses that you did not build. Amen. You'll reap, amen, from vineyards that you did not plant. Amen. But he told them, lest thou forget, amen, what God has done for you. Amen. Praise God. And so the key word is remember. Amen. And I want to preach tonight just for a little bit on let us not forget to remember. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Don't forget to remember. Hallelujah. Amen. The word remembers frequently. Amen. Repeated throughout the book. Amen. At the beginning of the law. Amen. Right here in the verses that we read. Amen. In verses 9 and 10. Amen. He tells them to remember the covenant. He reminds them about their past slavery. Amen. Remember the harshness and the bitterness and the bondage of Egypt. Amen. He reminds them of some things. Amen. We must be reminded at times. Amen. Where God has brought us from, and not forget. Amen. Where we're going. Praise God. He reminds them of the great deliverance. Hallelujah. What a mighty deliverance. Amen. The hand of God. Amen. That would bring them up out of Egypt. Amen. With a strong arm. Amen. Like on the wings of an eagle. Praise God. Amen. The pillar of cloud. Amen. By day. Amen. The fire. The pillar of fire. Amen. By night. Amen. The shadow of a cloud. Amen. Amen. The shining of a fire. Amen. To point them in the way. And amen. The hand of protection. Amen. The hand of provision. Amen. Amen. We know what happened to them. Amen. They began to murmur. And they began to complain. Amen. They began to amen, sin against God. They began to doubt his goodness. They regretted ever leaving Egypt. I'm glad, amen. And I say all the saints of God tonight are glad when they got out of Egypt, praise God. Amen. When God delivered, amen, from all your sins, come on now. Amen. When that burden was rolled away, praise God. Amen. Like we sing, I never shall forget the day when the burdens of my soul was rolled away. Praise God. Now I'm happy, glad, and free. Amen. I'll sing and shout it because He's everything to me. Praise God. Some of these children and some of the generation that Moses talked about, no doubt, probably could hardly remember what had happened. But besides Caleb and Joshua, these were the only ones that survived that wilderness experience. They were the only ones that come forth. And God's calling them to remember. He's reminding them about some things. And that song came to my heart this morning. Remind me, dear Lord. Praise God. Amen. Roll back the pages of memory every now and again. Praise God. Remind me, Lord, where you brought me from and where I've been. Praise God. Amen. He's telling them, lest thou forget. Amen. Take heed to yourself. Amen. Take heed to your soul diligently. Amen. The psalmist said, my soul is continually in my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something so precious and so darling as our souls. Amen. He goes and tells them, amen, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. All the mighty miracles. All the great movings. Amen. All the wondrous works. Amen. What God has done for us. Amen. What He's done for the children of Israel. Amen. The mighty miracles that He's done. How He's met our needs. How He's been there every time we called upon Him. Amen. Lest they depart from thy heart. We got to guard our heart. Amen. All the days of thy life and teach them to your sons. It's important. It's imperative as a parent and us parents that we instill, amen, these teachings in our children's hearts, amen. Praise God that they will not be led down the same road. And my road was probably a lot different than some of you, amen. But I don't ever want to see my little girl or my boy, my oldest son or my boys, I don't want to see them go down the same road, amen, that I went down. Come on now. That's what Moses is trying to do. Amen. He's getting ready to go off the scene. Amen. Come on now. We're losing some of our elders. Come on now. Amen. That generation is, amen, swiftly passing. Amen. Amen. Brother McCoy reminded us, amen, while he was here and I got to talk to him, he said there's not many left of that generation. Amen. And we must teach these things, amen, to our children. We must instill them, amen, the doctrines and the statutes, amen, the holiness. Praise God, amen. We do not want to lose a generation. If we lose a generation, amen, we lose the future of the church. And so it was imperative. We must diligently remember God's past work in our lives. We all have a testimony. Come on now. Amen. We all, and nobody knows our testimony better than we do. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember God's past work in our lives. Continue to abide in His Word. Lest love for God and spiritual realities, amen, diminish from our hearts, and being negligent in this area can result in tragic spiritual ruin for our children and our grandchildren. Come on now. Amen. A diligent and persevering adherence to God And its laws is necessary in order to pass in its spiritual inheritance. Amen. To our children. Praise God. Amen. I love. Amen. What we have here tonight. Amen. I love. Amen. That we have the sound doctrine. Amen. That we have a Moses. Amen. That we have a teacher. Amen. That we have somebody that cares about us. Amen. That'll lead us out. Amen. That'll tell us. Amen. What God says for our lives. Amen. I'm afraid too many people forgot what God done for them. One thing offended, they began to complain, they began to murmur. Come on now. I don't know how it was down here, but I know how it was back home just several years ago. Some folks are just looking for a way out. Come on. And they'll come up with some things. They'll come up with some excuses. Not being fed. Come on now. I cannot say we've not been fed here. Praise God. If we leave here hungry, it's because we didn't eat. Come on now. I'll help us, Lord. Amen. But I'm telling you, they'll come up. We had to save our children. We had to do this. Amen. Sometimes, amen, that was a legitimate excuse. And I've heard it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But sometimes I feel like, amen, they forgot, amen, the good things that God had done in their life. Amen. They forgot, amen, about those that cared for them. Amen. They forgot about the ones that loved them. Amen. They forgot about the ones, amen, that prayed for them. Amen. And it caused them to go down a long road, amen, of confusion. Come on now. Amen. Their life is in chaos. Amen. Their life is a mess. Amen. Because they complained. Amen. Because they murmured. Amen. And they would not remember what God had done for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, young people. I'm not going to preach long tonight. Remember, young people, what the Bible said. Remember now thy Creator in the days of the youth. Amen. Remember, praise God, how God moved in our services. Come on now. How God healed our mothers and dads. How God worked miracles in our lives. How God met our needs. Come on now. Amen. There's a lot of pressure on our youth. There's a lot of pressure on this generation coming up. Come on now. Amen. It's my duty. It's our duty as adults. Amen. That we train them. That we hearken diligently to the word. Amen. That we apply it to our lives and teach them to our sons. Amen. To our daughters and to our children. Amen. That they'll stay. The Bible said bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Praise God. Steal those gospel seeds in their lives. Do your best to answer the hard questions. Come on now. Hallelujah. Sometimes children can ask, I don't know where they get it from. But they'll ask one of them God questions, Sister Hannah. Josh was famous for doing that. When we were riding down the road and he'd ask, I wish I could remember one of them. But I said, boy, amen, about to blow my mind. Praise God. As Brother Waldo would say, praise God. Amen. But they come up with it. But they do your best to answer the question. Then they go to the book and they say, hey, let's understand it together. Amen. Let's see what God has to say about it. Praise God. We live not by bread alone tonight, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, lest we forget. Teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons, and praise God. Amen. He begins to, amen, repeat it again in chapter 6. Looking at verse 6, these words which are commanded, these things shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to thy children. And shall talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, when you walk by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up, you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. They shall be a sign, shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write upon the post. It looked like it was important. Amen. That they don't forget. Praise God. Amen. If you got to put it on, amen. Write it here. Write it there. Post it there. Amen. Post it there. Amen. Let it be for a sign. Amen. Let it be for an occasion. Praise God. Amen. It said, when they ask these things, amen, you'll be able to remind them, amen, where the Lord brought you from and what God did in the days of your fathers. Amen. Let's not forget to remember. Praise God. I don't want to forget what God's done for me. Praise God. One key way to express love for God is to be concerned about the spiritual welfare of our children, to endeavor to bring them into a faithful relationship with God. The godly training of children should be the foremost concern of parents. Spiritual instruction must be centered in the home. Praise God. I thank God. Amen. For the situation that we're in. Amen. Come on now. Amen. They can do their Bible study at home. It is part of their curriculum. It is part of their literature. Praise God. Amen. They can't just rely on the Sunday morning. Amen. The Sunday night. Come on now. And the Wednesday night. Amen. They can't just rely on prayer around the table before supper time. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's a day by day. Amen. A daily experience. Praise God. Amen. Every hour on the hour. Praise God. Amen. We've got to take time for our children. Amen. If we don't take time for our children, amen, I'll tell you, we'll find time for them. Amen. The world will find time for them. And the devil will find time for them. Amen. Children, in the shape they're in, they're left to themselves. They have no spiritual instruction. They don't have, amen, a God-centered home. Amen, a Christ-seeking home. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what, when we forget to remember, amen, there's grave, amen, consequences. Praise God. Amen. Amen, when we fail to realize what God has done to our lives, and if we don't instill, amen, if we don't instruct our children, amen, and to walk in the way, praise God, amen, the future is going to be bleak. Amen. Come on now. Amen. The purpose of parental instruction is to teach the children to fear the Lord. Amen. To walk in His ways, to love and appreciate Him. Amen. To serve Him with all their heart and their soul. Amen. I want you young people, amen. Amen. Serve God in the days of your youth. Amen. Serve God while you have your strength. Amen. Don't burn your candle at both ends and blow the smoke in the face of God. Amen. But live for Him all the days of your life. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Praise God. Love Him with all your heart. Amen. Seek to please Him. Amen. Every believer must diligently give his or her children, amen, a God-centered education. Amen. Where everything is related to God and His ways. You're not going to find that in the public school system. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not going to find it. Amen. On the college campus. Come on now. Amen. You're not going to find it out there. Amen. Amongst the world. Praise God. Amen. Some people have to. Amen. Because of financial restraints. Amen. But they must, amen, look over their shoulder. Amen. Amen. They must teach them God's ways. Amen. Whatever hurt, whatever just, amen, whatever happened, just reading and writing and math. Come on now. Amen. They're trying to instill in them, amen, that there is no God. Amen. And the fool said in his heart, there is no God. If we forget God, I suppose that we would live as though there was no God. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, tonight. Beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, serve him. Swear by his name, you shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people. Amen. God required a separated people. Amen. A nation separated from himself. He gave them the moral law and the moral code. Amen. The Ten Commandments written in stone. But tonight, amen, they're not only written with stone, but they're written upon, amen, the fleshly tables of our hearts. Amen. They've been instilled by grace. Come on now. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, leads us in all the truth. Amen. The Holy Ghost brings us, amen, the heavenly words. Amen. It reveals Christ to our hearts. Praise God. Amen. He said you should not go after other gods. Amen. But for God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and draw thee, destroy thee from the face of the earth. Amen. The Bible said our God is a jealous God, and our God is a consuming fire. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee, and thou shalt do that which is right. There's nothing wrong with living right. Come on now. Tell me what's wrong with living right. What's wrong with doing it right? Come on. Praise God. Amen. Do which is that right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware to the fathers. Amen. Praise God. He had prepared him a place. Amen. For his people. Praise God. A land. Amen. Flowing with milk and honey. But amen. Tonight. Amen. We seek a better country. Come on now. Amen. We're strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This world's not our home. Amen. We're just passing through. Amen. My treasures are laid up. Amen. Somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. The angels beckon me. Amen. From heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. But we're strangers and pilgrims. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said our conversation is in heaven. Amen. Our citizenship is in heaven. Amen. We seek a better country. Amen. A better land. Amen. Where Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. Amen. And where I go. Amen. Amen. He said, I'll go and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I not only want to make it to heaven, Sister Platt, but I want my children to make it to heaven. Come on now. Amen. The greatest precious treasure in my life. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And not to bring shame upon myself or anything like that. I'm not saying it in that manner. Amen. But I know a sinner man tonight. Amen. He's all alone. He's all by himself. Amen. I know a sinner man. I've invited him to church. Amen. I'd like for him to come and, amen, and find out how he can change his ways. Praise God. Amen. He said, it's been instilled for me. Amen. From a little boy. I said, all you got to do is come in contact with Jesus. Come on now. Amen. He was raised wrong. Amen. He was raised without a father. Amen. He tried to make every excuse. Come on now. Amen. But I can tell, amen, God's doing something to him. Amen. He looks at my life and he says, you're blessed. Amen. He says, your family's precious. Amen. He says, you got a good, amen. He saw my wife come today. Amen. He saw her there. Amen. He said, you're lucky. He said, you're lucky. I said, no, I'm blessed. He reminds me. Amen. It shouldn't take the sinner to remind me. Amen. That I'm blessed. Amen. That I got four precious souls. Amen. That I got a good wife. Amen. We must remember never to forget. You know, when we forget, we become unthankful. Come on. Oh, but if we get alone somewhere and begin to count our blessings, begin to thank God for this and for this. Oh, oh, how it would warm our hearts. Praise God. How fire would be rekindled in our lives. Amen. May we never, Amen. Praise God. They'll never forget. Amen. That frightening day. Amen. When freedom was attacked. Amen. 17 years ago. Come on now. Amen. May we never forget. Amen. What Jesus done for us tonight. Amen. It's been embedded in my mind. I'm fixing to close here. Amen. One of the sites. Amen. From the rubble. And Brother Jesse, those twin towers. Amen. Some days later. Amen. When those steel beams emerged from the rubble. Come on now. Amen. There was a rugged cross. Hallelujah. Amen. That protruded. Amen. From the devastation. Amen. Of the terror attacks. Amen. I will tell you what. Amen. The devil may fight. Amen. He may bring his fierceness against us. He may bring his assaults and his attacks. Amen. But our Christ, our Savior, he's alive and he's risen. Hallelujah. And I never want to forget what he done for me. Oh, hallelujah. We were singing it the other night, Brother Philip. Amen. We were singing with him, Brother Houston. Amen. Specials. Come on. Amen. I'll never forget Brother Houston. Amen. I'll never forget Brother William Strickler. Amen. I'll never forget some of them. Amen. Saints of old. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. We were singing it the other night. I'll never forget what he's done for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, let us stand all over the house tonight. I tried my best. Fighting fatigue. It's getting better. I can breathe a whole lot better. Thank God Sister Roquette's been taking good care of me. Amen. I don't know what it is about us guys getting sick. I don't know. Amen. I have more sympathy and empathy when my children or my wife get sick. It's rough. Praise God. But God's been good to us. God's been good to us. God's been merciful to us. May we never forget. We sing about his grace tonight. Amen. May we never lose our faith and confidence in God. May we never forget the good things God's done for us. Let's gather around the altar of prayer tonight and just remind ourselves or ask God to remind us.